Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter. Man sagt, das Menacha ist Perig Zayin Mishnei. Oh, immer Herei Alay Toida. Someone says, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself to bring a carbon tide. Yavihi, he has to bring that carbon tide, the vilachma, and the bread that comes along with the carbon tide, in a chulin. From chulin as opposed to meiser sheni money. When you're mechuyev to bring a carbon, you have to use your own money. Now, if a person says, but wait, I have a lot of meiser sheni money. You know, in the first year, in the second year, in a Shemitah cycle, you give meiser rishon to the Levi. Meiser sheni, you bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. You need it there. On the third year, it's meiser rishon, meiser ani, but on the fourth and fifth, again, it's meiser rishon, meiser sheni. Now, let's say I have too much to bring to Yerushalayim, so I can change it for money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and now I have meiser sheni money in Yerushalayim, which has special halachas. So I have a good idea. I said, I'll bring the taida from the meiser sheni money. I'll purchase it with those funds. And the answer is, no, you can't. Because you use this lashon, harei alai, I take it upon myself. It's a davar shebechayva, something I'm obligated to do. And the rule is, kol davar shebechayva eina ba elim hina chulin. Whatever I'm obligated to do has to come from chulin money. Chulin means like choyl, weekday. In this case, it's chulin, regular money, not meiser sheni money. And that's true for the taida, and it's true for the lechem. Not only that, even if he says, look, taida mina chulin, the carbon itself will bring from chulin money. But he initially says, but v'lachma, but the bread that comes along with the carbon taida, nina meiser, that I want to be able to use my meiser sheni money for. It doesn't help. Yavi lachma mina chulin. He has to bring both the taida and the lechem from chulin. See, here's the point, says the Batei Rabbah. Being that he said a realai toida, and in this case specifically menachulin, automatically you're chayef to bring lechem with the taida. So the fact that afterwards you're saying, oh, but the lechem should come from the meiser, it doesn't help. You're already obligated to bring the lechem with the taida, and any obligation has to come from chulin, not from meiser money. But if he says, toida min ha-meiser, I take it upon myself to bring a carbon taida from meiser sheni money, v'lachmo min ha-chulin, but the lechem, that'll take from chulin money, yavi. Then he should bring what he said he's going to bring. The taida can be brought from meiser sheni, because when he was mekabel upon himself, he initially said from meiser sheni. In other words, he can use the meiser sheni money to buy the animal, but the bread has to come from chulin. Now, of course, if he wants, we can bring both from chulin. But it means to say he could bring the behemoth from meiser sheni money, because in his original kabbalah, that's how he was mekabel. Allowing him to bring it from meiser sheni money is a leniency. Now, if he says, "Hatoida he vil lachma min ha-meiser," I accept upon myself to bring a carbon toida, it, the animal, and the lechem, and the bread from meiser sheni, yavi, then he can. He can bring both of them from meiser sheni money. But, v'lo yavi mechitei meiser sheni. What he can't bring is bread made from wheat of meiser sheni, elami mois meiser sheni. It can be bread that's bought with money of meiser sheni. How do we know this? The lechem, says about tanura, has to be similar to the shlamim. A shlamim comes from money that's purchased with meiser sheni, not from meiser sheni itself. Same is true for the bread. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone says Harei Alai Toida, he has to bring both the carbon and the lechem from chulin money, not from meiser sheni money. Even if he says the toida from chulin, but the lechem I only want to bring from meiser money, no, you have to bring both from chulin. Because once you obligate yourself to bring the taida, automatically you have to bring lechem. And once there's an obligation in place, you can't bring it from chulin money. By the way, the same is true, I don't want to get into it too much, but in regard to what you can take off from meiser money. Let's say you're esrig. You can't buy an esrig from meiser money. Ah, but it's a mitzvah. Yeah, but it's an obligation. Once it's an obligation, you can't bring it from your meiser money. You have to bring it from your own money. Vaita, we also learned in the Mishnah, if he says the taida from meiser and the lechem from chulin, Okay, then if he wants to, he can do that. He can bring the Toida from Meiser. Of course, if he wants to bring both from Chulin, that's for sure good. But if he says Toida from Meiser and Lechem from Chulin, so the Lechem he asked that I could bring from Chulin, the way he said. But the Toida he could bring from Meiser money. If he says the Toida and the Lechem from Meiser, so he never obligated himself to bring it from Chulin, you can bring both from Meiser Sheni money. But in as much as the Lechem is concerned, you can purchase the wheat with Meiser Sheni money. What you can't do is take actual wheat of Meiser Sheni and make the Lechem with it.